Stations.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, February the 6th, 2019. Hope all is well. We have a busy show planned for you today. A couple of things. We are at George Coleman Ford, Highway 25 in Travelers Rest, where cars do cost less. And the reason we're here because, well, they have a lot of great cars and they're great people, and we always enjoy coming over. The second part of it is, though, that it's National Signing Day 2.0. So we'll talk a little bit about what goes on, what Clemson's waiting on, what South Carolina's waiting on, what could happen today for those two schools. Also, with everything with Alabama and Georgia and Florida State and some of the national news stories to follow out there. Some of the nation's top players. Could be a big day for Tennessee on the second part of the signing day stuff. So we'll get all in that today. Tell you who's waiting. Kind of give you some announcement times today. For the most part, for my show here, there won't be any signings here before we get off the air at 9 o'clock this morning. But with that said, we'll give you time to what time to hear from a lot of these guys coming up today. Some of the news notes that came out of yesterday, we had the Tigers are coming out today and yesterday. Tigers going to Georgia Tech tonight. We have the Clemson pregame show at 6:30. Tigers head down to Atlanta, and it should be a game that Clemson can get down there on the road. One of those rare ACC road wins, but Tigers have a chance to win tonight. College basketball from last night, busy night last night. Top-ranked Tennessee beat Missouri 72-60. Second-ranked Duke was trailing at halftime and came back and destroyed Boston College at home 82-55. Bad news for the Gamecocks. They fall to 11-11 overall. Fifth-ranked Kentucky rolled South Carolina 76-48. Seventh-ranked Michigan went to Rutgers and won 77-65. What a contrast for NC State after scoring just 24 points on Saturday against Virginia Tech. They scored 96 against North Carolina. It's good news. The bad news, they gave up 113. Tar Heels rolling. Ben Millsett had a great tweet last night when he said, North Carolina's tied for first at the midway point of the ACC season, and no one's talking about them. Everybody's talking about Duke. Everybody's talking about a little bit about Virginia. No one's talking about the Tar Heels. 113-96, a great win there. Michigan State is faltering at the midway point of their Big Ten schedule. Illinois won last night in Champaign, 79-74 of the ninth-ranked Spartans. 10th-ranked Marquette fell. A couple top 10 teams fall last night. St. John's goes on the road up to Milwaukee and wins 70-69. And Kansas State beat Kansas in the matchup out in the in Kansas, 74-67. Saw another tweet this morning. Will this be the year that Kansas does not win the Big 12? We'll see. Florida State went to Syracuse and won 82-62. Seminoles are ranked 25th in the country. As far as the ACC goes, other non-ranked games. Hey, Wake Forest got a win last night. A rare win. They win 78-66 over Pittsburgh. And in the SEC unranked teams last night, Arkansas down Vanderbilt 69-66, and Auburn defeated Florida 76-62. First time in, I don't know the exact date, but I saw the first time they won at home against Florida in many, many, many years. Hey, we had some interesting Clemson news yesterday that we now know the destinations, game day destinations for 2019 season. With that, we know that the April 6th will be the spring game here in Tiger Town. August the 11th will be Fan Appreciation Day. As you know, Clemson opens its season against Georgia Tech on a Thursday night. That's Thursday, August the 29th. That will be against Georgia Tech, and that is their National Championship Celebration Day. The next home game, September 7th, against Texas A&M, that's IPTE Day. September 21st against Charlotte, that's the Family Weekend. October 2nd against Florida State, Solid Orange Day. October 26th against Boston College, Homecoming, also the Football Reunion Day. We'll celebrate Military Appreciation Day in a purple out against Wofford on November the 2nd. And the final home game of the year, November 16th against Wake Forest, that's Senior Day, also the Hall of Fame Day. Speaking of, Clemson football had a NFL.com article that came out yesterday saying that seven Tigers are projected to go in the first three rounds. They project Cleveland Farrell to go number 8 to the Lions, Christian Wilkins number 17 to the Browns, Travion Mullen number 21 to the Seahawks, Dexter Lawrence number 25 to the Eagles, and the Trey Lamar, the number 39 pick to the Bucks, and Mitch Hyatt, a third round pick to the Cleveland Browns. So that would be to NFL.com. Still early in this draft process, seven Tigers named there. As far as signing day goes, today Clemson will sign Mikey Dukes from Charleston, a running back from Charleston, three-star running back. He'll sign this morning sometime. I don't have an exact time on him yet. I'll look that up, though. I think they'll sign as a preferred walk-on Mason Trotter, an offensive lineman from Dorman, another three-star, who's, interestingly enough, I think is projected right now to choose a preferred walk-on spot with a potential gray shirt spot at Clemson over a scholarship offer to Louisville. Now, that's not good news for Louisville. And then finally, Jerrion Ealy at 12:15 today on ESPN2. And the expectation at this point, unless something changes, is that he'll stay in the home state and he'll go to Ole Miss over Clemson and Alabama. That's at this point, that last heard. Wouldn't be surprised if he picked any of those three, however. Gamecocks look to sign four new players today. Shiloh Sanders, defensive back, three-star defensive back out of Texas. William Rogers, a three-star offensive lineman out of Georgia. At 1:30 today, I think the Gamecocks get Jacques Sorrells, defensive lineman, four-star defensive lineman out of Florida. And we expect him at 2 o'clock today to get Jamie Robinson, a three-star defensive back out of the state of Georgia. A lot of other storylines, some Alabama lines to get to. Alabama's waiting on about 10 players, as they always are. Georgia's waiting on a few. But we'll get some of the national stories out there to you as this show progresses from George Coleman Ford. The most important thing I do every single day, however, is introduce the producer of the show, the brains behind the operation, the engineer of the show as well, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, also the host of segment two coming up in just a few minutes, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo!
Yeah, Bo!
You okay over there?
Hey, man,
are you that happy to not see me today?
I just needed you to know I'm happy to hear from you this morning. And I'm just trying to drag you up, buddy. I know you had an early morning. You had to get up there. You took one for the team. We appreciate it.
Been up for 2 hours.
And I'm just trying to make sure you have yourself a wonderful next 3 hours.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you, buddy. Very, very kind of you. What'd you do yesterday, friendo?
I was not here yesterday. No basketball games to speak of. So we were at home. We went on a nice little hike with the pup yesterday. Saw some waterfalls.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Very nice pictures.
Yeah. Winston was very excited, very happy. And we were just, you know, ootin' a boot. Nothing too crazy.
Nothing. Did you watch the State of the Union last night?
I did watch the State of the Union address last night.
I can imagine your blood boiling last night when he said stuff like, no more sex slave traders. We want to end child cancer. Like, you're like, no.
No, I thought that was that was pretty human rights equivalent to, you know, everybody.
But there are people who didn't stand when they said, let's end children's cancer.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah, who likes children's cancer? Anyway, I thought about you. I didn't watch it, to be honest with you.
Why did you watch it?
Man, you know, I got to go to bed, man. Look, I got to get up at 4 o'clock.
It was an hour and 21 minutes last night, his entire address. It was a long one.
I read on the right side, because that's my Twitter stuff from the right, there's his best public speech yet.
It was a speech that set him up for a lot of success.
Good.
There.
USA. I heard they chanted USA.
Oh, that was bad. That was cringeworthy to me.
Really? Chant USA?
I'm an etiquette guy, and you're in the Capitol building. And I just feel like you can stand and clap.
Hey, buddy.
And you can sit down. I don't. There was hooping and hollering on one side. There was booing on the other side. There was USA. It was out of control. Stand up and clap. Sit down. Let the man speak.
Hey, if you want to chant USA at any point in time, I'll let you chant USA.
I have very strict ground rules for that. It's the Olympics.
It sounds like it.
And it's rewatching the 1980 Miracle on Ice.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the only two times.
Yeah.
How about at South Alabama basketball games?
You got me there. You got me there.
All right. How about this weather?
It's ridiculous.
Record highs yesterday.
Yeah.
You see that?
It's ridiculous.
77 yesterday.
It's too dang hot.
No, it's not too hot. It's awesome. 69 degrees today. We'll get up to 73 tomorrow. And then cool back down to 64 on Friday, 53 on Saturday, 46 on Sunday. But next week, we've got 60s a couple of times. I'm telling you, buddy, I think that we're done. Let me see if we're done with the 20s.
You just told me yesterday that we're not done with winter yet.
No, we're not done with winter. I say done. We're done with long streets. So we might have a blast or two, maybe a little polar vortex or two.
A cold front, as it was known when I was growing up.
Yes. That we named Ira. You ever know, they're all of them named Ira now. Have you noticed that? Every single one, Ira. a little Ira in there. We'll get a couple. Because, look, man, look, let's face it. In April, it can be cold. So we'll see some cold nights of this thing. But still, I think I like the groundhog.
See, you're going to be playing a little bit of golf today, maybe.
I don't know about today. I played yesterday.
How'd you hit it? Did you hit the temperature again?
Hey, we had record high temperatures. I went over that. But I did figure something out in the last four holes, so I'm excited. I finally figured something out, so that's good. So that's really cool for me. Now, it was a great day yesterday, beautiful day yesterday. What's on tap for segment number two?
I read an article on the Four Letter Network's website about signing day and predicting the next college football champion. And I feel like that would be one to share with the audience here this morning and with you.
I've not read this.
And we're going to go through that. It's a very interesting article. I'm very excited.
I've not read this.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that. That's really cool. Hey, we're at Granger. I mean, I should say Granger. We're at George Coleman Ford. And I want to remind you this here, buddy. Now, you're not in looking for a car anymore.
No.
But Kristen might.
Nope.
Your mom and dad might. Your brother, Caleb.
Caleb does.
How about Caleb?
Caleb's truck is really going downhill fast.
Caleb, come on over.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking at right now. Is he an SUV guy? I've got an Expedition right here in front of me.
Caleb is a truck man.
All right, I'm going to get a ticket of a truck here in a second. This is less than $40,000. Plus tag and tax and tag. But the thing that we always get here is no dealer fee. This is a brand new Expedition for less than $40,000. The EcoSport. Now, these are going fast here. EcoSport. I'm looking at an awesome-looking EcoSport for less than $18,400 right now with no dealer fees. What a great deal there. All right, so, Caleb, you listening? F-150. This is a brand new 2018 F-150, no dealer fees right now, less than $35,000. Brand new, and this thing has all kinds of great stuff on it. Also, brand new, a Fusion right now for less than $18,000. Remember, all these have no dealer fees. This is what they list on is what you pay for. Now, you got to pay a sales tax and tag, but that's it. And a new Edge right now for less than $24,000. I'm going to keep giving you these all day long at George Coleman Ford. Come out and see us. You're going to love it. I'm here till 9. Walt will be here this afternoon from 3 until 7, so we should have a really cool, busy day there. Really looking forward to that. Our telephone numbers, in case you want to join us after segment 2, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our, I don't have our text line. I'm trying to get a text line up here because I do have a computer here today. That is 986-1566 on Twitter. Always reach us at Mickey Plyler and at Mr. Orr 24. So signing day, one of the things we'll do today is review what happened in December and see where they will fill in. Schools all across the country kind of fill in. And I will also give you the rankings heading into today as well. I always love signing day. We were here in December talking about it. I think it's fantastic that kids all over the country get to celebrate their day and celebrate their hard work and get some attention as far as that goes. So I'm really looking forward to that. Hey, my friends at Zero Res want to encourage you to call them brand new, insanely clean carpets, looking brand new, smelling great, with no harsh soaps, no harsh chemicals. It's our friends at Zero Res because they use powered water. This is a system that, quite frankly, is I don't want my pets, my soon-to-be son here, crawling over bad chemicals and having soiled carpets. So we're going to go with Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. We did it at the house before. We've done it at the station many, many times now. You're going to love Zero Res. Right now, a great three-room special. Mention my name, get a free hallway. That's a wonderful deal, as usual. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. 558-7300, 558-7300. It is my wonderful friends at ZeroResGreenville.com. Spell it backwards or forwards is the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment two with Zach Orr right after this.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
The Blue Heron in Clemson has weeknight specials for everyone. Monday night, enjoy a 3-course gourmet meal for only $30. Tuesday is sushi night. Buy one, get one half price. Join them on Wino Wednesday for $10 select bottles. Thursday night, enjoy a burger and a beer for $10 at the downstairs bar. The Blue Heron, locally owned and operated. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
Whether you are building a new home, considering a kitchen remodel, or installing your dream outdoor living space, the Anderson Home and Garden Expo, produced by the Home Builders Association of Anderson, will help you get started. The expo runs Friday, February 8th through Sunday, February 10th at the Anderson Civic Center, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get your complimentary tickets at the Home Depot, the Anderson Habitat for Humanity Restore, AgPro, or the Home Builders Association of Anderson. Inspiration awaits.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench? A trailer? Van liner? Work truck? Motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Such a face, such a marvelous voice.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Donnie Patterson, Patterson's Tax Service. I passed right by the Patterson's Tax Service today. I actually passed by the little exit to get off there. Right beside Easley High School. Right beside old Easley High School, I should say. And old Bryce Field. But to go by and see Donnie and these guys. Speaking of old doing it, Donnie's not old, but he's been doing this since the 70s. And there's this time and time again, I meet people, I see people, especially this time of year, I get emails, can't believe what we just saved, our families, so, you know, so much better off, we had to, you know, take that refund check now and come out to George Coleman Ford. We see this all the time. The Patterson's Tax Service, the best in the business, go by and see them, PATTAX.com, get them done, they'll take walk-ins this Saturday, they're open in case you're a Monday through Friday and you can't get away, they'd love to have you, the Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com, call them today, 859-8289, 859-8289. Before I get to segment two with Mr. Zach Orr, Zach, guess who came in this morning just to say hello at George Coleman Ford?
Who's that?
Chad from Columbia.
Is that right?
Yes.
What's he doing all the way up in Traveler's Rest from Columbia this morning?
He has business up here this morning, mm-hmm. but he's here, and now he had to go. He's got a meeting, an early morning meeting. Mm-hmm. Stuck his head in the door, but man, he looks great, and everything's going great, and he wanted me to tell you hello, first of all. It's good. Mm-hmm. But second of all, he wanted to challenge any Gamecock fans to duel here, but nobody was here. So it was duelist. No. All in good fun. Good to see him, no doubt about it. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey. We're going to talk a little bit about a signing day related segment, as I mentioned in the first segment we had this morning. It was the Four Letter Network's article they released, I believe it was yesterday morning. Of course, after we get off the air, because nothing ever happens from 6 to 9 a.m. Nothing right. at all. It talks about the five different qualifications to predict the next college football champion as it relates to national signing. Is that something that might interest you or pique your interest at all, Mickey Plyler?
Yeah, I'm listening, but I need it to repeat it again so I grasp the title here.
They
come
have
with the title one more time.
Five different qualifications that can correctly predict college football's next national champion. Signing day data.
So in other words, this time last year they predicted Clemson was going to win. If they correctly predicted, two of the last years they've correctly predicted Clemson to win the national championship from these five things.
Why don't you just listen and you can draw your own conclusion?
Okay, all right, I can do that.
The first qualification that they have listed here, do they have, these teams, as I'm talking about, an ESPN 300 quarterback on the roster? When you look at everybody's roster of the 130 FBS teams, 62, Mickey Plyler, currently have at least one ESPN 300 quarterback on their roster. Notable teams that do not include Florida State, Arizona, Iowa, Vandy, and Texas Tech. We're down to 62 already out of 130. Florida State, Arizona, Iowa, Vanderbilt, and Texas Tech among the number that do not have them. Thoughts on that?
I can do better than that.
Okay.
Do you have one of the two best quarterbacks in college football next year? So we're down to two teams.
We're already down to two.
The other 60. Is Clemson and Alabama? Is Tua coming back?
Hey, yes.
Is Trevor Lawrence coming back?
Yes.
60 people just got eliminated.
Let me go through the other four.
Okay.
And then you can take it down.
On a serious note, that's very important. I would say that top 300, though, can you win in today's game, can you win a college football national championship with a guy who's not one of the best in the conference? I mean, top 300 is good, but like Zarek Cooper's top 300. Could Clemson win with Zarek Cooper?
Probably not.
You know what I'm saying?
But what the flip side of that is, you have even less of a chance if you don't have one of those guys, correct? At least you have a guy that can somewhat throw a forward pass here that knows how to play.
In the eliminator game you're playing, yes.
This is the eliminator game.
Yes.
This is what it is. So we're down to 62. 62 right. Currently have at least top 300 quarterback on the roster. That's where we're at right now.
Do you have the list of teams that were not eliminated?
Yes. You want all 62?
No, but just throw me one out there that you think there's no way in the Sam Hill coronation they end up winning a national championship this year.
Florida with Felipe Franks as your leader in the clubhouse?
Hey, man, a lot of guys think Florida's top 10. Give me somebody. Give me like one of the 60 teams. Give me somebody like who'd be ranked 50th or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah. Let me do that for you. Boise has a top 300 quarterback.
Boise's not going to the national championship.
Hank Backmeyer. BYU.
They're gonna be Florida State in Orlando. But BYU will not win the national championship. Eliminate them.
Colorado. Yeah.
Colorado would not win the national championship. Mel Tucker, sorry.
Florida Atlantic with Chris Robinson. Robeson.
No way, no how, not, can't, shan't, uh-uh, no.
Illinois.
No, uh-uh. Nada. Love you, love you. Not happening.
Iowa State.
I like Matt Campbell.
Maybe.
But No.
Kent State has Woody Barrett on there.
Woody's a goodie, but not that good.
And then here's the last one I'll do. Louisville has Juwan Pass.
Puma Pass for the national championship.
No.
Can't, shan't, went, meant, not happening.
For the sake of this article, we're still at 62, but Mickey has got us down to about 54.
I'll get you down to two.
Number two hey, here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sign at least one 5-star recruit in the previous three classes?
All it takes is one 5-star?
In the previous three classes, there are 16 schools. That takes us from 62 to 16 that have signed at least one 5-star player from 2017 to 2019. Alabama,
eliminates.
Auburn, yep. Clemson, yep. Georgia, LSU, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Oregon, Penn State, Stanford, Tennessee, Texas, and Texas A&M, and last but not least, UCLA. Those are your 16
teams. Did you eliminate Florida?
Yes. They're out.
How about that?
They're
Florida
out.
Does not have a 5-star on their roster. How many does Clemson have? Do you know?
Yes, I do. I will show you. They have three. And this is according to the ESPN, of course, right? So according to the ESPN rankings, they have three in the last 3 years.
That's not right, is it? ESPN's wrong, then. I mean, so in other words, do you know who they are?
It does not list the names.
Well,
but for reference here, Georgia's listed for 9, Alabama 7, Ohio State 4, Clemson in 4th with 3, LSU, Penn State, and Tennessee with 2.
Okay.
And so on and so forth.
So let me give you guys that they only 3 of these guys are 5-stars according to ESPN.
This
Trevor
is,
Lawrence.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
T. Higgins, Justin Ross, Jackson Carman, Xavier Thomas, KJ Henry, AJ Terrell, and I'm going to add to that, Booth. Well, this is the last three classes then. Ngata and last. We don't want that as those last two. So that's 8.
I know for sure they had Trevor as a 5-star.
Right.
I know they had Xavier Thomas as a 5-star.
Right.
I don't think they had KJ Henry as a 5-star.
How about AJ Terrell?
I don't
how about
know
Justin
if they
Ross?
Had him either. I don't know who the third one is that they're looking at.
Either AJ Terrell or Justin Ross is not 5-star by ESPN.
Yep.
All you need to know. Stick to Rivals, bud. Stick to Rivals.
Hey, I'm giving you something to talk about.
I got
this
you.
More. You're
I got
tearing
you.
Me apart.
So what are we down to
we're
now?
We're two
what
qualifications
we
in. We are down to 16 schools.
All right.
16
What's
of them.
Three? It's a cute little game they play. What's number three?
Man, you're a tough critic this morning. A tough critic this morning. Number three is, have you averaged a top 10 class over the past 4 recruiting cycles?
Okay, by the way, the Gamecocks were eliminated in number 2, right? Because they had not signed a 5-star in the last 3 classes.
That is correct. They had Ryan Helinski as a top 300 quarterback, but they have not signed a 5-star.
Well, Zach Pickens, too, but it's saying the last 3 classes.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you averaged a top 10 class over the past 4 recruiting cycles? This test knocks us down to 6, from 16 to 6, and the teams remaining, Alabama.
Guess.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me guess. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia. LSU. You need one more?
Yep, one more.
Have we got all five so far?
You have.
Oh, man, I am so good at this game. Either Oklahoma or Notre Dame or Michigan.
You got to pick one.
Michigan.
I think you're looking at it, but yes, you got all six.
I'm not looking at it. I swear to you, I'm not looking at it.
You got all six there. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
got all
man.
Six.
I am the ESPN fake news guy. Go ahead. Just six. All right.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, no, this is fake news. But anyway, go ahead.
Alabama, Georgia. I'm just trying to do a segment for you here, bud.
Okay.
Alabama, okay, Georgia, now. Ohio State, Clemson, LSU, and Michigan. Those are your six. That's where you're down to. Number four, this is one where the South Carolina Gamecocks will be eliminated again. Are you locking down the home state, Mickey Plyler?
Oh, they're locking down the home state.
The five playoff champions have landed at least one-third of in-state ESPN 300 recruits in the 4 years leading up to winning the title. Is the qualifications that ESPN bestows upon this this particular one?
Hold on. What? You lock up a third and you sign a third of the top players in your state and you're locking down your state?
I guess.
Come on. Who wrote this Mickey Mouse article?
Okay.
What monkey wrote this?
Segment two of Mickey Plyler. Go ahead there, big fella.
No, man, this guy's a clown. Go ahead.
This.
All right, so who, how many did that?
This.
Let me guess. Alabama did it.
Anthony Gulizia and Jeremy Mills. You can feel free to find them and spew hate at them online.
There you go.
I don't have any interest in that.
Never heard of her. Alabama, Clemson,
Ohio State,
Georgia,
Michigan, and LSU all have done it. Georgia's the only one to fail.
Who failed?
Georgia.
Well, here's why.
Because Georgia produces so much talent. I know.
Yeah, Georgia produces so much talent, they don't sign more than a third of them, so Georgia's eliminated. Okay, whatever. That's stupid. That's a dumb one. You don't have to have in-state players win a national championship. Dumb. Go ahead.
LSU, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson are your remaining five. Georgia signing just 20% of the 136 in their state are out. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Number five, are you bringing in top-tier defensive talent? It's often said that defense wins championship, and that has been the case for the playoff champions so far. The top 50 defensive players as signed by each team leaves Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson with 11, 9, 8, and 6. Michigan falls off with 4. You're down to 4. Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson. Big 10, 2 SEC, and an ACC. And then 6, do you have one of the best incoming classes in your conference? That's what it comes down to. Alabama and Clemson, first and first. Ohio State and LSU, third and fourth in their respective conferences. Leaving, of course, Alabama and Clemson.
Well, we got to that. Good job, ESPN. ESPN, don't cover recruiting. I mean, leave it to the pros. Go spend your money on NBA. You know? Have the NBA show. This is going to make you mad. Have you seen the NBA show that's on, like, middays, and they go over dunks from 10 years ago, comparing them to dunks today? Have you seen that show?
No,
like,
no.
Which one's better? I do it every day. I forgot what the show's called. It's, like, awful.
Why is that going to make me mad? I don't like the NBA.
Stick to the NBA, ESPN. Leave the recruiting to Rivals and 247. That's... I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry. Hey, it was a nice try. I appreciate the effort. It's not your fault the article stunk.
I thought it was interesting. You can think it stinks. That's fine. I thought it was an interesting thing to read. On National Signing Day, of all days.
Yes.
While you're up there at George Coleman Ford from 6 to 9, even
yes.
though Clemson's not going to have a very active signing day, I figured we'd relate it to National Signing Day news. If you want to, we can sit here and discuss the finer points of how Clemson is going to shut down the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets tonight. We can do that. Or
no,
we can talk
no,
about
no.
college football and kind
no,
of enjoy
football
that
signing
and go
day.
Forward.
No, no. I'm with that. Hey, on a very serious note, I didn't mean to shoot it down that harsh. All right, I was harsh on the old boys.
Hammered it.
But number one, I've never heard of either of those two guys. Number two, I mean, it's almost like you had to come up with something to write an article about.
Because signing day in February is non-existent anymore. I don't know why we even have the date.
Well, you know, for guys, you know, the one or two that you're going to add, I get that. That's fine. But the article was a big reach, a huge reach. There's about... There's about 8 to 10 teams who can win the national championship next year. Did you notice how quickly A&M was eliminated from this?
Very quickly.
They were eliminated on the third one where they didn't average a top 10 class.
I believe you can average a top 10 class, but what if you what if you had like this one class that wasn't in the top 10? All right, I got something for you. According to Rivals.com, the year after Clemson won the national championship, their signing class, because of small numbers, was ranked 22 in the country. So according to that, then Clemson would not have won a national championship last year.
And it was the average. How much did it drag them down, though, when you average that out?
Oh, you got to average over 4 years.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be in the top 10 each of the 4 years.
No, it was an average over 4 years.
Average over 4 years. You know, pretty close then. Probably out.
You don't
out.
Listen, dude.
Probably out, because 22, like 8, 4, and 6. That'd be 30, 40. It'd be right at 10th then. We're very, very, very close, if that's the right number, something like that. My point is this. I don't go to... Meredith and I went out to eat one time with my mom, my sister, and nieces and nephews, and it was at a deli. And for some reason, I thought it'd be a good idea to order, like, lasagna.
That's stupid. Why would you do that?
Right. When I want recruiting, I go to Rivals or to 247. You don't go to Chick-fil-A and order any kind of steak. You go to Chick-fil-A for chicken. I don't know. Rivals does recruiting. 247 does recruiting. ESPN does NBA. So, sorry, Zach. Man, I like the effort, pal. To be honest with you, I thought it was one of your better deals. I hated to be the guy that stand up when you say, let's put together an end for juvenile cancer. And I'm going to sit down on that. I hate to be that guy this morning. But, come on, man. Come on.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm passing along the information that's out there to the masses. It's up to Mickey Plyer to strike it down.
I don't want to strike it down. I want to be positive about it, but goodness gracious. I have a long, long, long list of guys and times and where you can find where these guys are going to sign today. Alabama's waiting on 11 players. It kind of says something that you're waiting on 11 players, though, doesn't it? A little bit. It's like you're going to take players to fill in spots and all that. Aren't you still surprised that Bama didn't play more players than they play, to the point where did you see their five-star freshman linebackers leaving?
I did see that. The story? Transfer portal.
Yeah. The what now?
Come on, man. We're going to keep stealing this.
Well, yeah, of course you are. We'll tell you more about him, more about the times and dates, or not dates, times and networks, and how you can find who signs today. Hey, our friends at Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. Chad didn't tell me how great I looked today when he came in. He should have told me how great I looked, because I look so much younger. I tell you what's amazing, Zach. Only when I do this IPL thing, and for the first day or two, the spots on my face get a lot darker. And then about 3 days into it, 4 days into it, they almost disappear. Now, she said they might blister scab or up, or not scab, like blister up or something, but mine never really does that, but it goes away. So I looked in the mirror this morning, and on my left side of the face, I'm like, man, my gracious, where did it go? These people are great. I feel better. I look better. I know I look better. I feel better. And you can, too. Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. Hormone replacement, the Botox stuff, any of the facial type stuff, anything to work in your skin, any of the cool sculpting to help get rid of some of those body parts that you don't want, like those love handles and things like that, making you much more shapely and smooth, smoothing out some of those things. They can do all that at backto30.com. 4 great locations in Greenville. It's backto30.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the first time today. We'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you. It's National Signing Day. We'll tell you about the Alabama five-star quarterback transfer. I mean, a linebacker transfer. Also, Bama lost a four-star quarterback yesterday for the class of 2020. And we'll give you times and networks to find all of these announcements today. Short break from George Coleman Ford, Highway 25 in Travelers West, where cars cost less. We'll come back for more after this.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. And if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Our bodies naturally only use 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinos, over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used for fuel. Optinos works on the genetic level that activates protein synthesis in muscle tissues to help the body build more muscle faster. This allows your body to break down carbs and fats into energy. Order Optinos at UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Springtime is almost here, and it's the perfect time to get more at AutoZone. And getting more out of your car battery starts with Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough, so you can always count on a smooth startup. Give yourself peace of mind with Duralast. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
And I definitely need my coffee.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Roosters, roostersmgc.com off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. Guys, get your hair cut. Get it done right. Get it done with the great ladies over at Roosters. The American Style Barbershop is back, and you're going to absolutely love this. You're going to love getting over, getting the hot towel treatment, the neck massage, the head massage, the straight razor shave on the back of the neck, straight razor shave for the face. Man, it's a good time there, and you're going to look great, feel great. Treat yourself, man. Have a great customer rewards program, a loyalty program over there. If you're near Pelham Road, stop by, make an appointment or stop by and see them. The easiest way to do is get by roostersmgc.com. Our great friends at Roosters Men's Grooming Center, roostersmgc.com. I am looking at something now that says that I didn't know this. This came out after I went to bed last night. But Pep Hamilton is leaving Michigan. Hamilton is the quarterback's coach at Michigan and passing game coordinator. He will not return to the Wolverine staff in 2019. He's been associate head coach with Jim Harbaugh, added the quarterback's title as a resume in 2018. The offense struggled, and it looks like this is a Harbaugh decision. He's not leaving for a
a better job there, but Pep Hamilton out at Michigan. That's interesting. Michigan is not going to sign anybody today, I think. I think I'm right by saying that. Not going to sign anybody today. And so now's the time to go ahead and announce that. The transfer portal is open back up, this time for former five-star Alabama linebacker Yobai Anoma. I think I did right with that one. Who was number five in the 247 composite rankings a couple years ago. No, sorry, number four overall player last year. Picked them over Maryland and Michigan. There's some thought about he might end up with Mike Locksley up at Maryland, but this is a another player leaving. And then Alabama yesterday lost one of their 2020 commitments, a four-star quarterback who was previously committed to the Tide, backed out. I'll tell you who he is for that one. But a little bit of turnover at Alabama. Seems like there's just all kinds of turnover there all the time. But a little bit of turnover there from Alabama. So interesting stuff coming out of Tuscaloosa here in the last day or so. Hey, Mr. Or 24, how you doing over there?
Doing great, buddy. Doing great.
I am looking now at times and places, and to be honest with you, there's 50 guys can make decisions today. Now all these are great, great players, but some of them are. Let me give you some of the highlights at least. How about that? Is that good enough for you?
The highlights.
Chris
would be great.
Bogle is one of the most sought after players in the country. He actually reached out to Clemson. He's a defensive end. Rivals has his number 66 player in the country. He is an Alabama commitment, but he's flirting with Miami and Florida and some other schools. 8:15 this morning. No television for him. A lot of these you can stream. Georgia Tech, you're going to get your best player so far in the Jeff Collins era. Jamias Griffin from Rome, Georgia, running back from Rome, Georgia, who was previously an NC State commitment at 8:50 this morning. We think he's going to sign with Georgia Tech. Brian Young as an Alabama commitment from Laurel, Mississippi, who did not sign. He's ranked number 103 in the country, defensive tackle. He's down now to Alabama, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and LSU. That's one to kind of keep an eye on. Christian Williams is a cornerback from our safety, I should say, from Alabama, and he's committed to Alabama. Some think, though, he might flip today. Big guys out there, top 250 linebacker from Memphis named Maurice Hampton is going to, he's committed to LSU, but might sign with Auburn. See if they can flip him. Good news for Florida State at this point in time, Darius Washington from Pensacola, Florida, three-star offensive lineman is going to choose today between Florida State and Miami, it looks like. That's at 10 o'clock this morning, obviously after our show is over. Other players, Jaron Ealy, he's ranked number 58 in the country. He is the Jackson Prep. He's a running back that's four-star according to Rivals. Ole Miss, Clemson, Alabama, Mississippi State. Again, I'm not shocked if he signs with any of the four. I'm not going to be shocked by that. When I do look at it, I still think that Ole Miss is the favorite going in. Kier Elam is a defensive back out of Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. He goes at 1 o'clock today, number 63 player in the country. Most folks thinking Florida or Georgia at this time. Hey, remember yesterday I told you Quayshon Fuller from Lehigh Acres, Florida, is a Florida State commitment, number 246 in the country. We thought might flip to Alabama. Looks like right now he might stay with Florida State. So we'll see there. Hey, let's do open phone lines here in this segment. I'll go over some more of these guys in the next hour or next couple of hours or so. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get Chad in Columbia is up first, I do believe. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Good morning, Mick. Hey, I really like Zach's point or segment today. So my question is, I didn't like some of the factors that the guy used. But so what three factors would you use, Mick? So here's my three. I want to get your three and get Zach's three, okay? Right. My three would be to eliminate teams. Number one, at least 15 top 100 players on your roster, okay, including the current signing class. So that would be number one. Number two for me would be an Elite 11 quarterback on the roster. Okay? And then number three, Mick, an average star rating of 0.25 higher than the average of the rest of your conference. Because, you know, to get the playoff, you need to be, you know, have one loss pretty much. So the better you are versus your conference foes, you know, which has obviously helped Clemson the last couple of years, the easier it is to get in the playoff. So those are my three, Mick. Want to get your three and Zach's three factors that you would use to eliminate, you know, teams that can win or not win the national title. I'm hanging to listen.
Sounds great, Chad. I appreciate the phone call. Now, that's interesting, Zach. Do you have a list of yours so far? Let me give you these and let you think about it a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that quarterback play is ultra important. Now, by saying Elite 11, and I like the premises here of Elite 11, by saying Elite 11, it puts pressure that those guys actually chose the right 11. For instance, I think we're putting too much on these recruiting sites because we noticed last year that ESPN – oh, by the way, Mr. Or24, it was ESPN last year that had Justin Fields ahead of Trevor Lawrence, okay? And why? Because Justin Fields played in the Under Armour All-American game that ESPN has compared to that. Also, Justin Fields didn't commit early, and they wanted to be different, and they wanted to have their guy out there. A little politics played into that. So that's who you're talking about with trying to talk about you know, recruiting is ESPN really not knowing what they're doing there. But that's assuming that the guys choose the right guy. Deshaun Watson, that was easy. Tua, that was easy. With Jake Fromm, yeah, that's easy. So you know, I'll do that. Elite 11, maybe. I would say a top 250 quarterback, a four-star or above quarterback, that'd be one of mine for sure. My next one would be all defensive, you know, performers. Do you have a four-star average on defense? Because at one point in time, I thought it was mainly defensive line. But let's admit this, Zach. Can we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there ways that teams negate great defensive lines now? Don't you do three-step drops, get the ball out in the perimeter, screens, draws, you know, you can do your shuffle passes.
Absolutely.
Anything to do that, the quick fade stuff, the quick over-the-top throws, some RPOs to slow down the pass rush. You can have a dominant defensive line, but you can do a little bit of scheming with that. So I think you need to be great in the secondary, almost as important as it is to be great up front. And then from that point, let's don't forget, I mean, linebackers playing both ways that way, playing the run and the pass, I think that's very important. So I would go across the board, maybe at least a 4.0 average on defense. And I'll tell you what you better have. You better have in today's world, you better have playmakers on offense. So maybe a top 100 running back and a top 100 quarterback and top 100 wide receiver. When Jimmy Johnson won the Super Bowl with the Cowboys a couple of times, one of his statements he made back then was, you need a Hall of Fame-type quarterback, a Hall of Fame-type running back, a Hall of Fame-type wide receiver. He had Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. And he talked about what the balance of those three gave him. With that said, I like that. Give me a top 100 quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. You can't have you can't be shut down if you have just a great running back. Shut down if you have just a great wide receiver. So balance on offense through those three. You got anything for me?
I think you're all over it there. I would say, you say top 250 or top 100 quarterback? Because I'm going to say a top 100.
I'm going to go top 100 as well.
It's got to be.
I'm going with you.
Got to be that high.
Here's a legitimate question. Can you win a national championship today without great quarterback play?
No.
Had the Rams had better quarterback play on Sunday, would the Rams have their parade yesterday in Los Angeles?
The game would have been a little bit more competitive. I mean, it was competitive game. That's not fair to say. But they would have had a better opportunity to win. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, and quarterback play is essential now, no doubt about that. But, I mean, you know.
And how has that changed in the last couple of years? Because Alabama won a bunch of titles with very, very pedestrian quarterbacks.
Well, the spread offense changed all that. Because you used to line it up in a box, in a phone booth, and play in the hood, but the best lines of scrimmage are going to win the game. Look, I told you before, you don't have to be great
on the lines of on the offensive line. You don't have to be great on the offensive line to a national championship now. You need to be good. Mm-hmm. You need to be not poor on the offensive line because there's things you can do. And finally, I'm going to leave you this, Mr. Warren. We're going to touch on this when we come back. That's taking away anything to do with coaching, with schemes, with player development, with weight conditioning, with nutrition. It's taking away any aspect of that and saying it's all recruiting. Now, I know it's signing day, but guess what? It's not all recruiting. Player acquisition is a very, very, very important part of it. But you still got to make the four-foot putt. You can hit it close all day long. You still got to putt the ball in the hole. And that means you still got to develop them. You still have to, you know, strength and conditioning. You still have to have great schemes. Still have to great, you know, great play calls. Still great adjustments. Still all the player development stuff that goes into it.
But you're putting from 4 feet. You're not putting from 10, 15, 20 feet.
Right.
You've done the work to get yourself close.
Right, but you still got to convert on the putt.
Sure.
PrimeLendingSC.com. They're converting right now at a very high rate, a record rate right now. Why? Because the people are great. Their rates are great. Hey, you got a volatile market and volatile rates out there now. This time's very, very important for you to make sure that you get exactly what you need for your family for the best as far as refinancing and all that goes. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and his team sit down at a table across from you, look in your eye, shake your hand, look at all your information. How do you start this? You go to Prime Lending.